mosquito-sized drone that can take, that can inject you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got little robots that are the size of, like, blood cells almost that'll go in there and do, yeah, man, the technology's out there.
Contact KS7TOI. Merry Christmas right before midnight.
Hey,
Johnny,
Merry Christmas.
Tango Oscar Yankee and Tango Oscar Romeo. Good evening, our American buddies.
Nope. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Johnny.
I was down here in the man cave monitoring you guys. I thought it's just a couple minutes before midnight, and I haven't talked to these guys yet on Christmas, so let me just watch the clock and see if I could get it in word in edgewise, but I couldn't, and then you guys brought up mosquito drones, and then I felt a sting on my right shoulder, and I don't remember the rest.
Oh, you're one of them now. It's too late, buddy. We can't talk to this guy. He's one of them.
Yeah, John, TOI, V7COJ, yeah, you just got to just get in there sometimes with these guys, you know, everybody's stepping on each other. Too many wobbly pops.
Wobbly pops is Rox's favorite phrase there, along with Ocean Radio, who went on the side to eat his leftover turkey. Now, Gail and I, we didn't have any turkey today. We did have my daughter come over with her husband and then two out of her three kids, and she's pregnant. She's supposed to have a baby today, but baby's not here yet, so maybe it'll be born any day or by New Year's Day. That's what I'm hoping, the first baby of the year.
Oh, that'd be nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, that would be special. Yeah, let us know.
Yep, my daughter's name is Monica, and she's 40 years old, and she already has a 21-year-old son and a 16-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. And then now she's going to have another baby. It's like, knock him out. But, yeah, any day now, and so that'll be between Gail and I, our 11th grandchild. So, yeah, Christmas is my favorite day of the year, but I don't want to keep you guys for long. I just want to squeeze in Merry Christmas right before midnight. But I will be monitoring on the side, and I heard Ocean Radio there first, and then Johnny checked in, and then COJ, and then Rox checked in, and if I'm missing anybody, forgive me, KI7TOY, back to the group. Merry Christmas.
7-3, and I have put away the old reindeer till next year.
That's great. Thanks for coming in there, TOY. Good to hear you. Merry Christmas, and all the best. Coming up to the New Year's, well, we still got, it just seems like this month is just dragging on the last few days here to the end. I wish it would all go, anyway, once it's over. That'll be nice. Into the New Year, 2026.
What's you guys' resolution?
I haven't thought of that. Have you?
No, you just made me think of it right now, so I'm going to think of one while you think of one.
Yeah, I really don't. I should have something. Save more money? No, forget that. I don't know. I got to think about that.
Oh, COJ. I just sent you something, if you got your email handy.
I'll have a look.
Yep. Picture is worth a thousand words.
Oh, it's a mosquito drone.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's, is it an insect or a spy drone? For urban areas, already in production, it says. Hmm.
Yeah, look up Dragonfly drone. It's pretty cool. Like, I mean, the technology's there, and nano surgeries and stuff like that. I mean, you know, if Elon Musk can wire a little chip and all these little veins of wires into your brain, and, you know, like, I mean, you can't be ignorant. The technology's there, and it's out there. And, it, Twitter's a really good, you know, tool to use to look into that kind of stuff and research and stuff. It's really good to use that way, or whatever they're calling it now.
Ooh. Dragonflies. The Air Force has been studying them for years. If you could fly like a dragonfly does, with horizontal wings, you could own the world.
Oh, this thing is, oh my God. Jim, I'm just looking at this thing. Is this a mosquito? No, it's an insect spy drone for urban areas, already in production, funded by the U.S. government. Can be remotely controlled, is equipped with a camera and microphone. On a microphone, can land on you, and it may have the potential to take a DNA sample. It may. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It can fly through. Well, just the fact that this thing actually exists already is just amazing. I guess people are working on this kind of stuff now, eh? Scientists and whatnot. Wow. Oh, God, that looks gross. It's sticking that needle into somebody. Looks like a finger or something.
In the morning.
Double Rama, triple Rama. Everybody just talk over each other. We'll get our message across.
Yeah, you thought I was kidding. This is reality.
Oh, this is, no. I thought, yeah, that, where'd you hear that? But now that I'm looking at it, holy smokes.
Yep. Remember that old saying, is it live or is it Memorex?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, these drones are amazing. I was interested when you can get one. You can get cheap ones. You can fly around kids, you know, like toys almost, but they're pretty sophisticated, some of these things.
Well, the ability to shrink them like that to such a small size. Whoa, what you could do with that? Spy drones that look like either flies, mosquitoes, or dragonflies. Well, if someone saw a dragonfly flying around their living room, that might raise an eyebrow, but a mosquito would be not anything unusual.
Oh, yeah, in warfare, they use these drones now. Like, when they killed that terrorist a couple of years ago at Sinwar, or whatever his name was. You remember that? And there was, like, little clips you could watch online of the thing would flew right into this building that was blown up, just been bombed, and this guy was cowering on some couch in a corner. Half his arm was blown off or something, and the drone flew in through a window and it spotted him and he saw it and he threw something at it and then the drone just blew him to bits. Remember that?
He was terminated. The Terminator. Oh, well, it was Merry Christmas, but now that it's after midnight, I guess it's Merry Boxing Day.
Yeah, or Merry Bombing Day with the drones.
Yeah. How will shopping malls and big box stores and all those sorts of places do today? Remember in the old days, like A and B Sound especially, people would be lining up, like even on the evening of Christmas Day, to get to be first in line for all the big bargoons.
Yeah, actually I do remember that. Yeah, people would line up really early to get the big box cheap, you know, the big box, the big giant TVs or whatever it was, you know, computers and whatnot. I haven't heard, I saw some Black Friday flyers in the mail the other day, but nothing that caught my eye. I don't know. Is Best Buy having anything? I'm sure they are. I don't know. I'm not going to go and spend money that I don't have and put it on a credit card.
Oh, the layaway plan. Pay now. No, buy now, pay later. Yeah, I guess that's not happening anymore. Lineups all night long to be first in line. A and B and, oh, Future Shop. I think they did it too and a couple of others. Best Buy, I haven't seen anything advertised, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I haven't either. And as a matter of fact, there's one of those places within walking distance of me, very close by. They've actually remodeled their whole store recently.
I've done that for video games.
Oh, really? Video games, right. Yeah, my brother still, he's into the video games. That's, yeah, he spends a lot of time on those games. I used to years ago, but I don't have no interest in it anymore.
Yeah, I'm 57. I've been playing video games, like, on the side my whole life, so. Yeah, I still once in a while play. I haven't played in a while, but I still play Call of Duty or Battlefield or something like that. But back in the day, they used to release them, and, you know, like, I remember lining up on Broadway, West Broadway at the Best Buy there. Not Best Buy, what was it called then? I don't know, and they'd release the game, and you get the console or, you know, a new PlayStation or the new game, you'd line up, and they'd make a big deal about midnight release and hot dogs and tunes, and yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, Call of Duty, I like that. I love that game. That's the kind of games I like. If I'm going to play a video game, I like to play shooting the bad guys kind of thing. But did you hear the news? I think the guy who started that, or anyway, he was a big shot in the industry. He died recently, and he wasn't very old. I think he was about maybe my age, or even younger. 65, 4, something like that.
I thought he was like 55 or 56. But the video is already online. It's horrible. It's like the passenger was ejected. They show him, his seat was like, yeah, he comes out of this tunnel in his Ferrari and he goes to the corner, but he can't make the corner in time and he slams right into a concrete embankment and passengers run over and they're dragging him while he's still in his seat, like away from the car that just started to catch on fire, Ferrari. Yeah, it's a brutal video, and it just, yeah, that's on Twitter. All that stuff, when you see stuff, you just go to Twitter and, you know, they'll be posting it. I saw that pretty quick after it happened, but now, yeah, it's pretty sad, you know, it's sad.
Yes, he was 50-something, you're right, 56 or something like that. Fiery crash in a Ferrari, they said. Yeah. Too much money and, you know, dangerous toys if you're not careful.
Yeah, but, yeah, he was one of the founding creators of it. Yeah, crazy. Don't drive like an idiot with your Ferraris. I don't think I'll have that problem. I don't have a Ferrari.
Yeah, I bet you they're a lot of fun to drive too. But yeah, lose control. Big bang bong.
So what was for dinner tonight? I had Subway. I was just lazy, and that was the only place that was open. I was like, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and it's like, oh, wait, oh, everything's closed.
Yeah, no, I just made do. I didn't cook the pork tenderloin. That was the plan, but it was still frozen. It's got to thaw out, so by tomorrow it'll be fine. I'm going to do that tomorrow, and I didn't feel like cooking, so I just did some KD, and I had a couple of those European wieners left. That was it. Filled up the stomach.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm lazy. I gotta try Ocean Rain's recommendation of going south and getting a KD, because I've been eating KD so long I forget what the original KD tastes like, and then that's it. He said that you can get it still over there, so I'm like, now I gotta try it. I gotta see, like, man, if I've been, am I like acclimatized to the chemical powder stuff they give us now?
I just cook pasta, regular pasta. Easy to cook. I eat a lot of pasta. I cooked some shrimp and pasta the other night.